Perhaps the most popular form of portable sundial in the 16th and 17th centuries was the ivory diptych dial, mostly made in the German city of Nuremberg. The term diptych derives from the fact that the dials have two hinged leaves that open to reveal a magnetic compass, a string that casts the shadow of the sun onto the inner faces, and sets of lines on these faces for reading the time. Size and decoration varied according to price, and often there will be more than one sundial included in the instrument. The subsidiary dials and other devices perform a variety of functions in a manner not unlike a modern watch. It's clear that people in the 16th century also liked gadgets.